Jason Weening is back with a brand new book. You might remember his children's adventure, Danger in the Jungle. Well, this time it's a little bit more of, let's just say, anecdotal. Jason Weening, good morning.
Hey, Todd, thank you so much for having me again.
Thanks for coming in. Now, just for people who are hearing your name and going, I know, I remember him. Tell us a little bit about your history in the area of Central Ontario.
Yeah, so I grew up in Bradford, and then I was we moved to Barrie in 2004, started going to Mapleview Community Church. Then I was on staff there for about almost 4 years. And so I've been connected with Barrie and for my whole life, basically.
Awesome. And now you're out west.
Out west in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And now you run the website heydads.ca, and you've been doing a little bit of writing. And last time we chatted, it was about your children's book, and we got the word out there for this. But I love this new one. It's called Yes, Dear, I'm Watching Them. Now, it's because you have just a few kids.
A few, yes. We have 10 kids. And Todd, we get people like asking us, what's it like to have 10 kids? And I thought, if I jot down some stories, you'll get the gruesome details of what it's like to have 10 kids.
Well, the subtitle is Stories of Injury and Adventure from the Front Lines of Dadhood. And listen, what made you want to just start off and say, listen, I need to put these, because not all of us are going to have 10 kids.
That's right.
So what is the advantage of reading about the guy who has 10 kids? Say we've just got two. I mean, there are lessons to be learned, right?
So I did some mathematical calculations in this book. Like the number of spills we would have at our table mm-hmm. in any given meal is probably just slightly more than what the average family would have. Or the number of questions. One of the stories is called My Kids Asked 416 Questions Today. And wow. One day I went around with my phone and I jotted in my notes every time my kids asked me a question. 416, that was the number.
Really? You yeah. kept track? So here's the thing. I think it's the advantage is because you cover such a broad range with 10 kids, you're going to hit almost everything a dad of maybe one or two might go through.
Yeah. So we have in our home right now a 1-year-old, and my oldest will be 20 this year. So
oh my goodness.
We've got toddlers, we've got teenagers, we've got boys, we've got girls, we've got twins. You know, we cover some of the spectrum.
All right. So now as a dad, okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but as a husband, Do you feel like sometimes the marriage, like mom and dad, get lost a little bit in all of that? And how do you look after yourselves in that way?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, we hear lots of marriage advice, like go on a date every week and all this sort of a thing. And we do try to go on dates. Do we go every week? No. But my wife homeschools. I work from home. So we are together a lot, you know, probably more than the typical family. The last 2 years I've been working from home. So before that, I was working regular job, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever, and come home from work. But even with your kids, Todd, you know, you've got to be intentional about this stuff, because people ask me, how do you get time for all your kids too? Well, I think integrating our families together, I just spoke at a homeschooling conference here and I've been doing that. And so I'll go to a conference, I'll take my wife with me, take a couple kids, they'll work at the booth or at the table selling the books and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think one way to do that, to get time with our wives, to get time with our kids, is integrate our lives together. Do the activities we're already doing, but try and do them together.
And at what point do you see like, okay, I'm doing my best to raise the children, give them guidance that we need to, but at the same time, hold on loosely, you know what I'm saying? Because they're all going to find their own way in a way. How do you balance all of that, wanting to be that helicopter parent or drones nowadays, because they're taking pictures and video, let's be honest, but and just let them kind of be their own person?
Yeah, I think, well, that's the thing too. All the kids have different interests. So you just mentioned drones. My 11-year-old son loves drones. He loves crashing drones and then buying new drones.
Oh
you
my,
know?
It's a sickness, I'll tell you.
You there. Do some droning yourself,
I've
right?
I've lost a couple,
Yeah. So they all have different skills and talents and abilities. And I think it's trying to identify what those are and give them opportunities to bring that out of them. Mm-hmm. So my one daughter's interested in photography. So she went to, I was going to a video editing photography thing and I brought her along with me. So that's kind of scratching that itch that she has, is being able to do that. The kids are musical, so giving them opportunities to play out, like playing at worship on a Sunday on the worship team, getting them out there using their gifts, whatever their instrument of choice happens to be. A dad once told me, like, we have to get our kids in the game. If we're just practicing all the time, if you're playing baseball, all you do is have a baseball practice, but you never play in a game and have competition. True. Not that exciting.
Right.
He said, let's give our kids opportunities to get in the game. So if that's music, it's doing music stuff. If it's playing sports, playing actually sports, you know, competition, tournaments, etc. and give them opportunities to get out there and use what they have, so they're not just in your little greenhouse or your little bubble, but they're out in the real world trying things.
Jason Weening is the author of Yes, Dear, I'm Watching Them, Stories of Injury Adventure from the Front Lines of Dadhood. Thanks for being here, Jason.
Thanks, Todd. I will say we got Father's Day coming up. If you're looking for a gift for dad,
there you go.
Funny parenting stories, little self-promotion here. Check out Yes, Dear, I'm Watching Them.